oppressed by the government. They had created a whole network of women's organizations, sports organizations, youth organizations, all never quite called socialist reading groups, but they were, it was a kind of subculture. And when the anti-socialist laws lapsed in 1891, the Social Democrats emerged from this 12 years of repression with a network of organizations and ideology with Marxism, and with a reinforcing network of organizations that made it a very, very formidable opponent for the liberals and the conservatives. And after 1890, the German Social Democratic Party, despite electoral districts that were gerrymandered, despite electoral districts that certainly didn't reflect the changing demographics of industrialization, the German Social Democratic Party quickly became the largest political party in Germany. And it began a relentless march through the electoral campaigns of the 1890s down to the last pre-war election in 1912, when the Social Democrats would receive about 35% of the vote. It seemed possible that the Social Democrats might actually achieve a majority in some future election, thereby fulfilling the predictions of Edward Bernstein and his revisionist position on Marxism. What did this do to the liberals? What did this do to the conservatives? To the liberals in Germany? First of all, the formal adoption of Marxism, of Orthodox Marxism, made it very difficult, even for the reform liberals, for the left liberals, to cooperate openly with the Social Democrats. There might be differences, revisionists versus Orthodox, within the socialist camp, but as far as most bourgeois Germans were concerned, a Marxist was a Marxist, a socialist, and revisionist or Orthodox, it made no difference. So that this lib-lab combination that was possible in Britain was far more difficult in Germany. The great issue confronting the liberals then was was one going to deal with this Social Democratic Party that was enormously confident. With every election, the Social Democrats gained more support, and the liberal camp seemed to be losing it. How would one reverse this? How could one find a new constituency? How would one deal with it? The left liberals in Germany would attempt in the early 20th century to find some sort of modus vivendi with the socialists, some sort of possibility of cooperation, a lib-lab combination. But what was clear was that liberals, as well as conservatives, which we will talk about in our next lecture, that liberals were dispirited. There was a real crisis of liberalism in Germany, and I might add in France as well. It seemed as if the liberal agenda, having succeeded, now had difficulty moving to the next step, the next stage, finding some new way to mobilize a constituency. With every move toward the left that the reform liberals made, the classical liberals, the right-wing liberals in Germany would say, you're going to lose your base constituency among the middle class. You can't have it both ways. It's interesting that it is also in about this time with